Once upon a time, we reported spring precipitation as a million-dollar rain. No doubt in these times, that needs revision. Would the term billion-dollar rain be more appropriate, perhaps, with the cost of inputs these days? Anyway, you look at it, any major rain event such as we experienced on the weekend is a great morale booster, helping us believe again that it actually can rain. Where I live at Saltcoats, 8 tenths fell overnight Saturday, 6 tenths just southwest of town, a farmer told me there, and 7 tenths near Gerald, although not everyone was so fortunate. Near Foam Lake, a farmer told me just 0.5 on his farm. And just a half inch north of Swift Current, but plenty of water lying in fields west of there into Saskatoon. Well, Canada may be in line for a bigger share of the Chinese malting barley market. That's partly because China has placed tariffs on Australian barley, which was their number one supplier to date. Still, Peter Watts with the Malt Barley Tech Center in Winnipeg says Canada will have competition from France and Argentina. And there again, COVID pandemic throws another uncertainty into the search for that malt barley quality. Take beer consumption. With bars and restaurants closed, can we assume there's been lower beer consumption? Peter Watts thinks the reopening of the Chinese economy will be positive for malt barley market potential. Well, the Canadian pulse industry remaining on pause on the question of India's tariff levels. Pulse Canada's CEO among those with questions after there was a suggestion out of India that tariff rates would be lowered nominally from 30 to 11% on pulse imports from Canada. Gordon Bacon says there's confirmation from India that lentil tariffs will be reduced to 10% through to the end of August, plus a 1% additional tax. Gordon Bacon isn't speculating about the possibility of an expansion, including new crop lentils. In possibly the understatement of the week, Bacon says it would help if India would provide more clarity around future tariff changes. And providing a footnote to the Pulse story, Greg Cherowick, the Pulse Canada president, says demand is not the challenge in the current environment. Logistics and supply chains are the big challenge right now. An industry newsletter discusses the severe drop in container availability, containers which normally would be used to ship pulses internationally. Almost 30% of the Canadian pulse exports move by container, and there are a lot fewer of those these days because of COVID-19. On the land, from The Rock, I'm Jack Dawes.